So what do you think about the players only getting together?
You guys are hounding on that. It really wasn't a big deal. It was, the truthfully was that, you know, Mel actually approached me about it. And you know, he wanted to give us an opportunity to take over, you know, as leaders and take over as have some accountability to the defense. So yeah, it wasn't anything that was brought up out of spite or anything like that. You know, I had a conversation with Mel about it in the, like I said, he approached me about it. I said, thought it was a good idea. And, it's just a good way for guys to understand, you know, what each group is doing. And so, you know, it's just another way to hold each other accountable and to build off things and create communication. So
was that kind of accountability missing?
I don't think it was missing by any means. But I mean, heck, when you lose three in a row and, you know, you've given up a bunch of points, you got to do something to try to get back on the right path. And we had, you know, and I think it was a good way to let some of the vets kind of, you know, grasp this thing and show the young guys that, you know, just because you get beat up a couple of times doesn't mean you throw in the towel. It's a long season. We got a lot of stuff to do, you know, really harp on the good stuff. Let them hear our voice. Sometimes it's just good to hear another voice. You know, I can hear a DB coach say something, I can hear Mel say, I can hear Coach P say something, but sometimes if it comes from a peer, it has different meaning. And so, I Jim showed me the article because he told me you guys were going to talk about it. But yeah, it really wasn't a big deal.
That's it. When you look back at the film from Minnesota, what do you think you guys did better that you really can build on?
We played well off each other. We didn't let one person being out of a gap stop, you know, create that to be a... be a problem. You know, we didn't play perfect by any means, but guys played well. Guys played downhill, guys played fast, guys played physical, and he played with a sense of confidence. And not only that, I think just from a team standpoint, we played well off each other. You know, if there was a turnover, we went out and it was just another opportunity to play defense. You know, we would have liked to hold that, you know, the result of that fake punt to a field goal, you know, but you know, it happens. And so yeah, I think guys just if I put my finger on it, it was guys played freely within the system. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Guys played freely within the system.
What necessarily triggers that in one game versus another game? Is there anything you could pin down?
I think, like, you know, like kind of Lance said, you know, we went out there, we got a three and out, or we held them to a field goal, I think, you know, the first drive after a penalty. But, you know, we would have had three and out if we didn't have that penalty. And then you could just kind of feel the momentum building. There was nothing that they were doing special on offense. And even after the fake punt, it was like, okay, you know what? They just kind of gave us everything. They threw it all out there, and we're still, you know, surviving. And I think you just kind of pick up that confidence, and you realize, like, okay, you get in those rhythms of defense, you get in the rhythm of a game. And I think, you know, guys just kind of understood, you know, hey, what do we got to lose, you know, at that point, right? And so go out, make plays, have fun, and that's what we did. And it, you know, and it transferred over into guys making big plays and us performing well.
Was that your best game when you look at the film and analyze? Was that your best game? And do you feel like that kind of jump is the jump start you need? Or was it just because you're playing your...
Yeah, no. you guys like to make a big deal out of people playing their old teams, huh? I know it's a fun story.
You played better.
You know, well, you guess in comparative to what? Because I had a sack?
Well,
I played better.
That's what I'm asking.
I mean, that's what brings me back to what I said earlier. You know, this is how the league judges now. Right. I look back at, you know, the Carolina game where I led the team in tackles. I thought, heck, that's a pretty dang good game. You know, even, you know, I look at the Niners game. That was a pretty darn good game, you know, creating turnovers. So it's a relative to what you're judging off of. Was this one of my best games of the year? Yeah. I mean, it was the game I had, you know, I graded out well. I played well, you know. So, yeah, I don't know if it was my best game. I don't know if it's going to jumpstart. I take things week to week. You know, I try to go out and do whatever it takes to help my team win that week. You know, I know it's sexy to have all the stats and all that stuff, but I've been around too long to care about all that stuff. I generally just want to win football games. And so whatever it takes, if I need to go out and have three this next week and 10 tackles, I'm going to try to do whatever I can to get that done.
Jared, when you got here, what do you know about Willie Young and what have you seen in the couple months?
You know what, Willie, I've when Willie was with Detroit, you know, you could see that he had talent. You know, here's a guy that his body, I mean, to have that kind of length is very rare. And when I got here, I said, once he figures out how to use his body and how to use that length, he's going to be deadly. And he has been. I mean, you know, obviously he can still he's a young, I always keep telling you, he's a young 5-year, you know, vet, you know, and but you just see the kind of energy he plays with. He's worked tirelessly on techniques, you know, with the coaches this year. You can really see his hand work and his feet work, and you know, and when I first got here, him just asking questions and having conversations. He's a heck of a teammate, and you know, I told him at the beginning of the year, I'm like, you're a 10 sack a year guy. You know, hands down, and he's shown it. I mean, the guy is resilient. He's processing information. You know, well, obviously, I don't know how he processed information in Detroit, but I just always knew that he was a talent. I mean, he presents problems to people because of how long he is. I loved it. I love it. I think everybody should have a celebration that means something to him, and just patting it. It's the coolest thing ever. He loves fishing, so it works out well.
Jared, you talked about Mel, you know, in encouraging you guys to do this, and it being another voice. What is it then, as far as maybe putting yourself in the shoes of a younger player, to hear it coming from you, opposed to hearing a coach and kind of getting you, you know, maybe refocused for the game coming up?
I truly don't put, you know, I didn't put any extra, you know, kind of stock into it. I mean, it's just, you know, it's something. And I've been on teams before where that's just what we did. You know, no rhyme or reason. It's just like, hey, why don't you guys take this? You know, Lance is the quarterback of our team, so sometimes it's nice to let him quarterback a meeting, you know, or of our defensive team, I should say. You know, let him call the plays out. Get into a feel of when you're watching film, you know. And I think more of it, too, is so younger guys can see what I see, what we see on the film. You know, I think it's a great teaching tool as far as, you know, if I'm looking at something and I tell Tim, like, or, you know, hey, I saw this, so I did this. You know, how are you going to cover what? You know, if we see this play again, what are you going to do in the back end? Because it's just important for me to know what they're doing in the back end, because that lets me know how much kind of time I got. You know, rushing coverage works hand in hand. So, you know, that communication that you can have just, you know, feeds, because what I might say to someone on the field, the young guys might not hear. You know, so if we say it in a meeting, well, now everybody kind of sees how you're supposed to work and be. You know, Ty Law was one of the guys that taught me about working with DBs. I mean, he used to come up to me before games and, you know, or during the game, I should say, and, you know, ask, hey, are you beating this guy? Like, you know, what are you doing? And I didn't really understand why he was saying it until I saw him jump like a slant or jump a route, and I was like, ah, okay. If I'm beating my guy, is he going to play his guy tighter? If not, you know, he's going to need extra time. So, you know, it was, you know, I think it's just stuff that gets passed on, and then it's, you know, kind of our responsibility as older guys to be able to, you know, help these young guys grow, and this is just another way of doing it.
Do we have questions of Doug Martin?
I'm just glad he's not playing. Oh, I thought that's what they told us. Yeah, I've only played him once, and he torched us for like 200 yards. So, set him down.